Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, you have once again come up with a fabulous idea to make finding South Carolina-grown produce easier for those that want to do that.
Well, let me correct that and say we collectively have come up with that, but you are right. Department of Agriculture, again, we do a lot of things in partnership, and this time we worked with DHEC, Social Services, and the Association of Farmers Markets to come up with an app to help people find more information about where the over 200 farmers markets and roadside markets are located around the state, the hours that they operate. All of these things, as I think you said it, to make it convenient for consumers to know where those farmers are located and where they can get what. And like everything else, there's an app for that now.
All right, let me ask you this, Commissioner. Is that strictly within the confines of the state of South Carolina, or does it branch into some border communities on either side of the state?
No, we're focused on, I think we have 229 markets around the state. Right now, that's enough to say grace over. So it's a South Carolina plan, and it's tied to several other things. We work with DHEC on an obesity plan, you know, looking at that challenge for South Carolinians and knowing that fruits and vegetables can help. So the Scale Down South Carolina, I think it's called, was a part of pulling this together. And then working with the Farmers Markets Association, I think Emily Joyce on our staff really took this thing by the reins to help this become a reality. So again, that driving around, however people are moving around the state, they can find those locations, hours, which ones take SNAP, which ones do the WIC programs. A lot of good information, much more readily available.
Well, and of course, this is a win-win for both consumers and farmers.
Well, that's right. And that does drive everything that we try to do in the department for consumers of South Carolina who need to have access to better farm products and more opportunities for South Carolina farmers to move product. Again, keeping those food dollars here in the state, trying our part to make for a healthier South Carolina. So you're right. It's all designed to help consumers and farmers together.
And Commissioner, I understand that the application period for Farm Aid funds is quickly approaching.
Well, that's right. We've worked very hard along with the folks of Clemson, Farm Bureau, other places, just working in partnership, and we are going to roll out on July 1 with the application. And I think it helps to remind farmers every chance we can of some of the basics, and that is that they have to have that farm number from the Farm Service Agency in hand. They need to be gathering their crop sale data so that when that application is available, and it'll be available online, they're more ready to go. Better job we can do getting farmers ready for it, and the quicker we'll be able to get the job done of getting those funds out.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.